Areas of development overlap, and social skills are both impacted by other developmental domains and have impact on those domains. This has to do with the concept that children learn from their environments and from watching people around them. Take, for example, Erikson's initiative versus guilt stage. In this stage, children can be encouraged to continue and explore behaviors, or might be discouraged from them altogether. If a child is encouraged to express himself, his communication skills will be strengthened. If he is often told to be quiet, he might not develop the same type of vocabulary or ability to communicate wants and needs. Another example could be free play with toys. A child who is welcome to experiment with toys and use them in a variety of ways is going to develop many important cognitive skills, such as problem solving. However, if she is told to not make a mess or only play with toys in a certain way, she might have underdeveloped cognitive skills. So now that you know more about how social skills are developed and why your interactions with children are important, what can you do as a teacher? How can you create a healthy environment for social development in your classroom? The answers to this will vary a little bit based on the age group that you work with. Most behaviors will be carried over from one stage to the next, but continuing practice and positive reinforcement is still necessary. This lesson looks at specific guidance broken down by age, from birth to 5 years.